Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on the fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog back, don't y'all know."
Devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played,
"Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child knows."
How you like that one? Devil went down to Georgia. Hell, I've met a few women down there. I think the devil's already there. Was already there, I think. What's that song about? The devil's driving a Cadillac or something? This is White Aryan Resistance. White Aryan Resistance Radio. P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Our big website is at resist.com. Our email is warmetzger@sbcglobal.net. Our 24/7 telephone contact line is 760-723-8996. There you can listen three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and hear Tommy's take on the news and other things around this old struggle. Well, my heart is very heavy because Jerry the Jew's grandpa, Super Jew, who calls in all the time because it's free, has said that since I have supported Al Sharpton, the Right Reverend Al Sharpton, for president, because he's the only men around who'll say white, the only candidate who will even recognize there are white people, he's upset, and he says that Reverend Al is a cockroach. And he said he is subhuman. Wait a minute. I thought Jews believed in the goodness of everybody, the equality of man, and all that kind of good stuff they write about in their Bible. Well, unfortunately, I guess that's not true, because Jerry the Jew's grandpa, wait a minute. Jerry, I'm sorry. He calls in here, give us all kinds of trouble. Now, Jerry, get back in that cage before I get Igor on you, and he'll slap you upside the head just like he's about to do. Okay, slap him upside the head, Igor. That's good. That'll keep him shut up for a while. Well, Dr. Collenberg's coming down the hall, the doctor of all knowledge and truth, to which, of course, I always say, what is truth? And here he is, Dr.
Collenberg. I am truth.
Dr. Collenberg, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Was it going better than last week?
That's true.
Somebody hacked our website, huh?
Yes, both of ours.
We'll get it taken care
of. Yeah, mine's only been up for 6 days and it's been hacked.
these little kikes or maybe feds or whatever they are, they think this is the way war is fought. One of these days we'll show them how real war is fought.
Yeah. Well, with mine, they basically just made all the buttons so they don't work. So you get the front page and nothing else. But like if you go to the search at the bottom of the front page and put in context or table of context, you get the table of context and you go to the rest of the site. So I'm going to have to figure out what they did, because, like I say, I've been looking at my computer, and even on my computer, the buttons don't work anymore, so it's kind of bizarre.
Well, do you think we need some volunteer webmasters around here?
No, because I don't trust anybody to touch mine. I'm just going to...
We need a cadre here. We need a cadre. Mine should be back on pretty soon.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's silly the way these people think that that's going to win the show, because millions of people have taken the information off my website for years, so it's not like it's something new.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we'll see what I call them the Keystone Kikes, probably messing around. And they're used to messing around with some of these other groups that I won't mention, get all excited about it, but I don't get excited. Yeah, we'll get them. We'll get them in the end. Dr. Collenberg, we finally did it. We've hit the big time.
How's that?
Well, I'm going to support the Right Reverend Al Sharpton for president.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you why.
What?
Well, he's the only guy in the country, only candidate that'll say white.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you $1 for every time any of these candidates, all of them, say white.
Yeah.
And you'd end up owing me.
Unless we're talking about the evils of the white race.
Well, yeah, but they haven't said that either. It's just like there is no such thing.
There was a class in Northern California, a high school class, a teacher, he was teaching it the history of the white race, and it was the sins of the white race, and he's basically teaching how the white race is the destroyer and the cancer of the world.
We are sinners, and we like it.
Yeah.
We take countries, we conquer space, we conquer...
Eat babies.
What the hell? Where would anybody be? What would these niggers doing if it wasn't for our science?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't even have a boom box if it wasn't for us.
Yeah,
and our guy developed the transistor, Mr. Shockley, who was a very good racist.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Japanese, they got into the act, but we had all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We originally built the videotape decks and everything.
Yeah.
And then the Japanese took it and did a good job with it, too. So anyhow, they wouldn't even had a boom box to listen to that rap shit. No. Okay, so anyhow, so here's the score. I sent that out to a lot of news media last night, and we'll see what happens, because here's what I said. Press release from the desk of Tom Metzger, Grand Poopah of the White Aryan Resistance, or whatever. No, actually, I didn't say that. But anyhow, past candidate for U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate, Democrat Tom Metzger, today announced his support of Reverend Al Sharpton as the only candidate for president with the courage to say the word white in the present debate. Tom Metzger, a race separatist, says no white candidate qualifies as being the least bit interested in white working people, but at least Reverend Sharpton recognizes and openly expresses racism and the recognition that there is a white race. I look forward to Reverend Sharpton's attacking the rest of the white sellouts running for president, just like he did Governor Dean. Tom Metzger once debated Reverend Sharpton on national TV when the Reverend was running for U.S. Senate. Tom Metzger recognizes a real racist when he hears one. And when I leaned to him over on the stage when we were on the debate, I said, how come you're screwing black people so bad? Boy, he huffed and snorted and flipped his hair around and a whole bit. He didn't like that. What do you think? You think we're going to get him in there?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to join Warren.
Let's get him in there, man. we wouldn't be in Iraq if you had Sharpton as president.
Yeah.
No, he'd want to keep that money here and spend it on his brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, old Bushy boy was on television last night mispronouncing all those words again, almost as bad as me.
Oh, well, I heard him. I just kind of flipped it on and off, and I heard him going about the Patriot Act, how they have to extend it and stuff one more year, I guess, because it's only good for a year. You've got to extend it for a year. I was surprised that there's actually people booing it and stuff. You know, there weren't too many of them. I was surprised that there was actually some politicians that had the balls to boo him when he's.
Yeah, well, he's getting ready to go to Mars. He's sick and tired of this Earth. He says that Earth has gone to hell in a handbag.
Yeah.
So Bush says he wants to go to Mars.
Well,
and I'd spend at least as much money as we've spent in Iraq sending Brother Bush. Let's send Brother Bush and all his boys up to Mars. I think they could pioneer that place pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you should watch on TV if you got satellite or whatever is Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Show?
That's a good show.
Oh, man, did they take apart all these politicians?
Oh, yeah. I like them.
That's funny. That's funny.
He's one funny Jew.
Yeah, yeah. And then he takes the Jews apart, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Well, he's a lot funnier than Saturday. He's actually as funny as Saturday Night used to be in the 70s.
Yeah, that's right.
When it was funny. I'm old enough to remember that.
And his couple of his sidekicks are real funny,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Most of them were Jews. That Louis Black.
Yeah.
He's pretty hilarious.
That's the guy who did that ad for, Louis Black.
Yeah, he's kind of a big guy.
He's a real heeb.
Yeah, he's got a deep voice and stuff, yeah.
And then another guy comes on after him, the Irish guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Colin
something.
Colin
something. But anyhow, anyhow, they get into the race issue pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. I know Colin Quinn. That's
Colin Quinn. Last night they got into the race.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
Colin Quinn?
They always have a couple of real bad niggers on there,
yeah.
and they go at it pretty good. You know, it's more in fun than anything else,
yeah.
But they get pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I didn't really watch the Prez. I heard a couple of bits and pieces, enough to nauseate me, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, I guess I heard on the news, too, that little boy that's accusing Michael Jackson of sleeping with him.
Yeah.
They said, I guess his cancer's spreading, and it's going into his, he had to take out one of his kidneys and his spleen. So he's probably going to kick the bucket before the trial because they're going to postpone until the kid dies.
Too bad cancer is not contagious.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Michael would have a little problem.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is contagious, some forms of cancer. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I got an email from a Mexican guy.
Uh-huh. What do you have to say?
And he said, my two grandfathers were from Europe, Spain and Italy, and my mother born in Rome and my father in Mexico. My roots are not from Mexico, but I have good feelings about this country, not for all the people or the government, but I found a lot of good things here. He said, I was reviewing your website, especially the section Racist Cartoons, and to be more specific about Spicks, Beaners, and Greasers, and Wetbacks, those are the guys that we don't want in Mexico either. It doesn't matter if they're Mexicans, Argentinians, Colombians, Japanese, or whatever. They are a cancer for our families, economy, companies, and so on. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you are North Americans against the niggers, Latin Americans, Jews, Orientals, and so on. Speaking in a global form, we are citizens that doesn't want to encourage to give them our lives, money, health, security, and job opportunities. Now, he started a group down there in Mexico. I forgot what the name of it was, but... sounds like he's trying to do something good down there in Mexico.
Was that Sadati or something? Is that
well, they're around, but this guy's started something different than that. Uh-huh. And I forgot what. It's a very simple thing, but he started that. So that There's white people down there in Mexico. Yeah. In fact, there's a hell of a lot of American white people down there.
Yeah.
They got towns, whole towns down there. It's all white.
Oh, like I said, my sister goes to this island in off the coast of Cancun.
Cancun.
And it's all white. She says there's not one Mexican there. It's just all basically white Americans.
Yeah. Well, with all the Mexicans coming up here, maybe we're just trading countries here or something. How about that? Well, shall we go to the calls, Dr. Kallenberg?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, you didn't hear my song at the beginning. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Tom, go for it. Al Sharpton for president. I wish I had my hotline yet in Tulsa. Yes, Al Sharpton for president. 100%.
Well, there's our first customer.
No.
Our first vote.
Yeah.
For Big Al.
Yeah, Al's going to get it.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Tom, I think you definitely should endorse that Sharpton, the nigger, the big fat monkey. I mean, we endorsed the Mexican that was running for governor 2-3 months ago, so we don't want to be prejudiced or discriminate against any of these minorities. It's making a fair game here. So definitely endorse the nigger, because the other whites, they're pussies. I mean, like you said, they won't even... The guy, you know, I think it was Dean, they got in trouble about trying about bringing up the flag for the Southerns. When he had any heat put on him, he backed down real quick. So none of these white guys are worth a shit. They're not white men. They're scum shit. Endorse this nigger all the way.
Now that boy is really wired up, man.
So a vote for the nigger is a vote for the white race.
Yeah, I think I think he might even go door to door forever now.
Yeah.
You know, every time I'm downtown now, like in a post office, I say, yeah, I'm voting for Reverend Al, and God, you ought to see the heads turn around.
Yeah.
All these people that love the niggers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, their heads go 360 degrees, man. And you know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I get support now, I guess. Hey, why not? That's all I really got to say. I'm not drunk enough to talk on your show the way that most of these other people are. But if I get drunk enough, I'll give you a call back. Talk to you later.
Is that boy insinuating we got a bunch of drunks calling this show?
I know.
Hey, man. Well, there's 3 votes for Reverend Al.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then 2 of us. That's 5.
Uh-huh.
And what I would suggest you guys do is all around the country, just go around and say, I'm voting for Reverend Al. And if anybody says anything, what are you, a goddamn racist? If they disagree, huh? Jump all over them.
A nigger in the White House. Make it the nigger house.
The nigger house. And,
it's already the white race traitor.
Maybe we should contact Reverend Al and get a bunch of posters to put up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people like niggers. Let's get it around.
Well, we could paint the White House black for Reverend Al.
Yeah.
The black house.
Well, I think it'd be more brown. There's hardly any blacks around.
Yeah.
They're all brown, and they call themselves black. Now, what's that all about? Then you got old Michael Jackson. He's white, and they're still saying he's black.
He has that song, It Doesn't Matter If You're Black or You're White. That's why he transformed himself into the ugliest white woman I've ever seen.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's getting crazy, man.
Sharpton, I don't know if he's racist or not, but he's a subhuman. How dare you endorse such a subhuman? Okay, he's a subhuman. He's a cockroach, okay?
Well, I told you what Jerry the Jew's grandpa said, and... I mean, I'm crushed because I've been led to believe that Jews are of the book, and they love God, their God, and they love people, and they believe in democracy and freedom of speech. And here we go. He's calling brother Al a cockroach and a subhuman.
Huh.
Now,
he's equal to this Jew.
I'm going to tell all the niggers about this.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to stop it, Jerry. I mean, it's your grandpa. He opened his big mouth, and I'm going to tell the niggers all about him. No, get back in that cage, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't laugh out loud too often anymore, but your whole support, Al, for Prez got me laughing out loud in a good way. I think it's brilliant. Absolutely. You're right.
And I'll even take it a step farther. It doesn't even matter what we think. You hit it right on the head. It's great. Go for it. Great show, bye.
Well, you know, when you when the carnival comes to town,
mm-hmm.
you got to join it.
That's true.
Why not? If this is going to be a damn zoo, and that's all it is, and any fool that really takes this election seriously has got to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the masses, and they're really getting excited about it.
Well, Bush is going to win no matter what.
Well, of course Bush is going to win, unless he does something really horrible. I mean, you know, like pull the troops out and say we want peace.
Mm-hmm.
Then he might...
Or actually tells the truth that he was lying all the time. If he actually... Yeah, that'd be the end of him if he actually told the truth.
Right, yeah. But I don't know. Maybe this Dean Wildcard's still going to go someplace. I don't know, but... I saw his Jew wife the other day.
Oh, really?
He finally, the last day of the Iowa caucus, brought his Jew wife out front.
Yeah, she said she was busy. That's why she couldn't support him.
Now I know why he didn't bring her out front.
She's really ugly?
She is pretty bad, man. I mean, she, these Aryan girls make her look real bad.
Well, you know, he's married to a Jew. Carrie's half Jew, right?
There's something about the Carey family, yeah.
And then you got that what's that? Who's that?
Lieberman.
Lieberman, yeah. He
is a Jew.
He's a Jew.
Yeah, and then you got others that.
That act a little worse than they do.
Yeah, I mean.
And then you got Al Sharpton.
And Big Al. I don't think he's a big friend of the Jews. Do you?
No.
I think that they're a little scared of old Al.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember Vanity of the Bonfires?
Yeah.
Bonfires of the Vanity?
Yeah, Thomas Wolfe's book.
Well, he threatened to bring 1,000 black people across those bridges into Manhattan
uh-huh.
and tear the shit out of Manhattan. You remember that?
Yeah.
They were threatening to riot.
Oh, yeah.
I was going, go, Al. Go into Manhattan. Climb up to the top of those buildings like King Kong and kick those rich traitors' asses.
Oh, yeah.
Go in. Hey, Reverend Al, go into the synagogue of the stock exchange and throw those assholes out in the
money
street
changers.
Like Jesus did.
Yeah, get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that in Brooklyn they're all upset because I guess the Brooklyn City Council on a bridge there, they put a sign there that said, Oy vey, you're leaving Brooklyn. And the Jews saying it's anti-Semitic.
Oh, well, probably it was a Jew that put
it
up.
I know. I was kind of bizarre that the word Oy vey would be anti-Semitic. That'd be... like Aloha is anti-Hawaiian or...
Believe me, anything they can call anti-Semitic, they're going to call it. You know, over in England, they're having a hell of a time. These peacenik Jews,
yeah.
Why, they're getting calls and they're saying, Hitler didn't kill enough of you and he should have got you. They're getting calls 24 hours a day from other Jews attacking them and wanting to physically get them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought this was a humanitarian group of people. I can't.
You ever read the Old Testament? They're not humanitarian.
Oh, man. It's something else.
You want to tell that man, Pagano, that you think about supporting Al Sharpton? That man that Al Sharpton tried to destroy, to ruin for absolutely no reason. Would you tell him? I wish you'd tell him. And if he wanted to kill you, I wouldn't blame him a bit.
Well, now, Jerry the Jew's grandpa is getting pretty serious.
Oh, he's violent. That's a threat. That's a veiled threat.
I thought that Jews were peaceful and they weren't violent. That's terrible.
We go to jail for saying something like that.
Yeah, and, well, Pagano, I mean, if he's one of the guys that was smeared because of the Tawana Brawley thing, well, all I can say is that why didn't he... grab old Al Sharpton by the neck and shake him until he was room temperature. You know, what am I... I mean, we can't handle everything for every white person in the country. I mean, you know...
Although if they're white cops, they would be the first ones to come after us. It's not like they're friends or anything.
That's right. So everybody's on their own, it looks like.
That's terrible, Tommy. Let's see here. I don't know. So you're thinking about supporting the nigger Al Sharpton... If I could find out a little more about him, I might be able to give you an answer. If he is a black racist in the sense that he thinks we should all bow down to niggers and give our jobs to the niggers and force our kids to go to school with stupid niggers, I would say no. But if he's a separatist and he wants, separate living space for each race, then I would say hell yeah. But I really would like to find out a little more about him. But anyway, take care. 88.
Well, I disagree. I want the worst niggers running for office.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst niggers moving into the neighborhood. You don't want nice niggers, because those are the ones going to want to take your daughter out.
You know, a good example of that would be like right after the Civil War, you know, with the Reconstruction, they got the most goofy, pick-their-toenails-on-the-table niggers in the assembly and stuff. And as a reaction, the white people started rising up and just beat them down.
Right.
If you had really sensible niggers in there that weren't passing wacky laws and picking their toes on the tables and stuff, you know, the Ku Klux Klan would never have existed.
Right. That's right. Well, yeah, this is a trap, and it's like the Christians play it, too, where these guys, he's such a nice nigger. Well, I mean, he's just such a nice African-American.
Yeah.
And all that.
He's the nicest guy. He's got a good job. Well, and he's good to my daughter.
Yeah.
You know,
well, why shouldn't you let your daughter go out with
him? He's a captain in the Air Force.
Oh, and he's a good football player too. And he can get that ball in that basket, man. And boy, that's really.
And he's so polite.
So polite.
After he fucks my daughter, he says thank you.
And he prays the church and says I love the Lord.
And the kids are just so beautiful.
And the kids are so beautiful. Caramel colored beauties. Yeah, and then these white people. I know how they play that. So, look, we want the nasty ass niggers running for office, Reverend Al. You know, hatred causes better separation than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Love doesn't separate anybody, you know. But hatred is the best weapon for separation.
Yeah.
To where you just can't stand each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to where, you know, the black race follows the white race all over hell. You know, they say, we mistreat them and everything else, but they want to be right with us.
Yeah.
So we got to get them separate. And to get them separate, we have to back nasty-ass, nappy-headed niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Tommy, might as well have the niggers sharpened racketeer for president. Whatever it takes to save the clean, the strong, and the decent elements of the Aryan race is okay by me. Go for it. 18 words.
Well, hell, I think we can make a deal with Al, Big Al, because now he's burning his bridges with all the white liberals, and what the hell? And he's the Jews, now the Jews are calling them a cockroach and a subhuman. He's not going to have the vote of the Jews, so we get old Brother Al up there in the White House. I think we could kick some ass and split up a little turf here and get moving. Who do you think? I want to be in his cabinet if I'm going to help him be president.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You can be the token honky.
I got to be somewhere with my hands on the military. Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Or Secretary of War. I like that. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what they used to call it, Secretary of War.
Yeah.
And now they call it Secretary of Defense. We've had all kinds of wars. We've had wars.
Oh, yeah, except they don't call them wars now. They're just police action what's another one of the youth ministers?
Peacekeeping.
Peacekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, peacekeeping.
Yeah, the best way to keep the peace is just bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah, just nuke the hell out of them.
Yeah.
If anything, I say you should try to run for president. You got my fucking vote. Not much going on in my neck of the woods. I'm trying to protest Nigger Luther King Day. I'll put up a couple of flyers and shit, tell the truth about that fucking nigger. And I've been putting up some vandalism here and there, a bunch of communist books in my school library. I've been shredding them like shit. You know, shit that they are. I'll see you later, Tommy.
Well, that boy's been doing some naughty things there. Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't put anything attacking Martin Luther King because it don't do any good.
No.
I mean, it's like a religion. I see that, I think National Alliance or somebody was putting out leaflets and telling how he plagiarized and all these true things about him. And they attacked him fair. Oh, none of this is true. None of this is true. So attacking Martin Luther King head on is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I say do like I do. I stopped in the local pub, and I said, boys, you know why I'm here, don't you? And they said, yep. I said, we're celebrating James Earl Ray Day, and I'll be here every year lifting a drink for James Earl Ray. And they like that. Humor is great.
Mm-hmm.
Use reverse psychology and humor,
mm-hmm.
and it'll do far more good than all this tight-ass, wrapped too tight, stand on the corner telling people what they don't want to hear and what they don't care anyhow. And a lot of people know that he was an asshole, but they don't have the balls to say it.
That's a good example of what we were saying earlier. I think it'd be better to have an Al Sharpton Day than a Martin Luther King Day, because Al Sharpton's like Anne Frank. You know, he's a religious figure now. They made a religion around him.
Yeah.
Like attacking Joan of Arc in France in, you know, the 1200s or something.
Right, right. Unbelievable.
I like that endorsed Al Sharpton idea. That's a great idea. And if he won, which will probably happen the day it snows in Puerto Rico, he became president, a white uprise would probably be that much quicker. The sooner the better. And to quote the great Mr. Sharpton, I'd just like to say, hey man, do ba ba do ba ba, we have be banana.
Now, we're going to have to be more serious about this. Now, we can't be joking about the Reverend Al.
I got to get the vote out for
Al. Al's a fine gentleman. He even goes to the same beauty parlors a lot of those gals do up there.
We get out there at the election day and get out there at the polls and hand out bananas, a free banana for anybody who votes for Al.
Right. And you notice one thing? He, I forgot. Oh, Al's taking a... taxpayer to the cleaners. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's going, he's gotten double what he's supposed to get in money. He spent it all on fancy hotels and everything.
Yeah.
Got a big website up there wanting to come speak to you and how much you're going to pay him and all that kind of stuff. Hell, he's really getting these white liberals and conservatives. He's going to milk them down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe old Willis Carter or somebody like that ought to get with him like he did with,
Brock,
who was going to get reparations for all the African people, and now they're seriously talking about it. So there you go, man. Little ideas can grow into big trees, man.
Well, Konami, Mike from Brooklyn, New York. Man, I tell you, I was looking at this fucking president. I didn't see one fucking white-looking guy in the whole mob there. Every one of these fucking Anglos look like they're mixed with some shit. You know, it looks like... front of my fucking house here in Brooklyn looked like a bunch of fucking mixed-race mongoloids. I mean, this guy Ashcroft, this guy Kenneth, this other guy, they look like they got this Arabic shit blood in them. They got these Anglo names, these German names. What the fuck are they? Even Bush with that big flat fucking nose of his. I wonder where the fuck his grandfather, who he was fucking, to make a son of a bitch look like that. He's a brain-dead bastard. Well, to tell you the truth, this is really the fucking armpit of America here in New York. It's really a fucking shithole here. Any white man that has to live here, I feel sorry for, like myself.
Well, like the biological Jew says, that the parasites on the body of an animal or a person will gather around the asshole or the anus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where all these nutrients are.
Mm-hmm.
So, New York, San Francisco,
Los Angeles,
L.A.,
Washington,
is Houston on the coast down there? Any big city, New Orleans,
yeah, Houston,
Miami, see, it's just like Eustace Mullins said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's these damn little cockroaches gathering around the anus of society.
Yes. In Europe, it's London, Paris, Berlin, you know, Amsterdam.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Stockholm.
So there you go. That's the way it happens, unless you've got leadership and a government that's going to take care of it.
Yeah.
And if you have that, you could stop it, you know. It'd be real easy to stop it. I'd have fun if they said, hey, Tom, stop it. Here's your budget. Go stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have fun? Would you like to do that, too?
Yeah.
Farrakhan and Al Sharpton for president and vice president. And you know something? These blacks, as dumb as they are, they're smarter than most white people because they will never vote for George Bush. They will never vote to re-elect George W. Bush, which is more than can be said for most of these Okies from Muskogee. And I'm not drunk, by the way. That jerk who called up before and said most of the people who call your show are drunk. I'm not drunk. Last point, I don't know if you have this on tape, but have you noticed how many Jews are involved in the Democratic presidential campaign? You have Lieberman, Kerry, Kucinich, and Howard Dean's wife, I just found out, is a black-haired, kinky-haired, beady-eyed Jewess. I mean, is that just a coincidence? I don't think so. So, another great message. Farrakhan and Sharpton in 04. Thanks.
Well, There you go. We got Farrakhan and Sharpton. Now that's a
OJ new... for the Department of Justice.
Can you imagine?
Michael Jackson would be child and welfare.
Well, no.
He'd be a good head of child and welfare.
Well, arts and stuff, too.
I think child and welfare, that'd piss people off.
Well, maybe we could combine those two, the arts and things. He could be the Secretary of Art and things, and then also of children and things like that. The well-being of children or something. Yeah. I think we're well on our way here to getting something really rolling.
Oh, yeah. I think we could have a great cabinet.
This would appeal to the broad masses out there, yeah.
Mike Tyson would make me a good CIA.
Do you think I could get National Alliance in on this? I don't know. We'll have to go one of the meetings and see if we can democratically get this voted in.
Don't you think Mike Tyson would be the good head of intelligence?
Yeah.
There's a mind for it.
There we go. We're rolling now.
Either that or Beetlejuice on the Howard Stern show. We got to have Beetlejuice up there.
Oh, remember Beetlejuice, him?
Yeah. That crack smoking midget nigger.
Secretary of Outer Space.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be in the Mars program.
Oh, yeah.
My dream team. In addition to Al Sharpton, how about Jesse Jackson? I like that man. He speaks honestly, openly about the Jews, and he doesn't back down from it. Let's have him in for vice president. We might try and do something with Hillary Clinton and Cruz Bestimani. There's maybe some others we could mention.
Not Cruz. Cruz screwed up bad. He really let us down that California election.
Yeah.
He didn't come out fighting like
He was almost like a right winger. He's backpedaling.
I had my big Mexican sombrero on and was screaming, Viva Zapata, and he didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Except he took a bunch of money that he shouldn't have taken.
Yeah.
And,
from the Indian game.
Now they're trying to figure out how to let him keep it because he might cause some trouble.
Yeah.
But Jesse Jackson, well, hell, if you can understand what he's talking about.
I think Beetlejuice would make a better vice president.
Well, I know.
Al Sharpton, Beetlejuice, O.J., Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson. How about that little Gary Coleman? Gary Coleman.
Oh, yeah, Gary Coleman. He's got to
get in there.
Yeah, we got to get him in there. But
maybe about a couple hundred, fill out the rest cap with a couple hundred crack niggers off the street.
Yeah,
just kind of pick them off, in their pissy pants off the gutter.
Yeah.
That'd be a good cabinet.
But Jesse Jackson, we've got no place for Jesse. Well,
he could be press secretary. He's good at making rhymes and stuff.
Yeah, because when you talk, nobody understands what the fuck he's saying. Jesse Jackson. That's it. Boy, we're getting this cabinet all figured out. Now going back to the big computer screen here, I see some quotes coming in.
Oh.
Quote: deep down, I believe that a little anti-Semitism is a good thing for Jews. It reminds us of who we are, unquote. That's Jay Lefkowitz, New York Times Magazine. And Jay Lefkowitz is now the deputy assistant to the president for domestic policy. Well, if a little anti-Semitism is good, what the hell? Let's give him a lot of anti-Semitism, and that'll even be better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then another quote, an anti-Semite condemns people because they are Jews. Well, that's interesting. And then it says down here, an anti-Semite is someone that the Jews hate. Joe Sobrin said that. Another way of putting it is, an anti-Semite used to be someone who does not like Jews. Now it is someone who the Jews do not like. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, speaking of... That I saw the most awful TV a movie, The Believer.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Well, I don't think so.
It was about this, supposedly it was supposed to be about Burroughs, that Dan Burroughs guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was supposedly this Jew who was a Nazi, and then he bombed the synagogue and killed himself. His punishment is he was on a constantly running up the stairs doing the Bible quotes. That's how it ended the movie.
Oh.
You know, he'd run up the stairs, and this guy would say something about talking about the Bible, and he'd run up, and he'd come down, and run up, and kind of he'd be on like a treadmill.
I saw an X-File last night. It was the wildest thing I'd ever seen.
What's that?
And I thought I'd seen some pretty wild things. It was about the McCarthy time.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
The investigation of the communists, but they weren't any communists. It was outer space guys.
Huh.
Or, oh, no, no. No, it was the Nazi doctors had figured a way of stealing people's brains and getting them to work for them. And when the guy's mouth opened up, comes out and goes down the guy's throat. And, oh, man. Boy, I'll tell you, those guys got an imagination that won't quit.
Yeah, those Nazis were amazing.
Those Nazis, if they'd have been that smart, they
would have won the war.
They would have won the war, that's for sure.
They get all the stuff, the Nazis got all these secret camps and this Odessa thing and UFOs and the North Pole and everything, but then they lost the war. What the hell?
Well, that's because they were supposed to go to the South Pole.
Oh, you went to the North Pole.
Well, here we got one here. Tommy, I figured out an important piece of enemy strategy that I'd like to share with others. For years, the enemy has been propagandizing that racism is worse than anything, and nothing or no one is worse than racism or a racist. So they spread the message that racism is the very worst thing possible. And all these young wigger types get the message that as long as they're not racist, then they're all right and better than the mean old evil stupid racist. So the wiggers go around in their short pants hanging down off their asses and are baggy enough to use as a sail on a schooner, their backward caps, their little sunglasses saying motherfucker, this and motherfucker, but then they think they're okay since they're not racist. As I said, I think this is a subtle but important piece of enemy strategy to demonize racist and racism, then convince everyone it's okay to be anything as long as you're not a racist. Teens have a natural tendency to rebel, so maybe someday there'll be a massive rebellion against the anti-racist trip. We can only hope. Well, what do you think about that?
I think that's true. You know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, like Michael Jackson's, like this, his big symbol is he's, you know, like an internationalist and he loves all races and stuff. His head of his fan club got real freaked out because he brought the Nation of Islam in to take over his defense and stuff. So she's all freaked out. She says, that's not what Michael Jackson stands. You know, he can do anything he wants as long as he's an anti-racist.
She's probably a Jew.
She's from Texas. She tries some dingy Christian bitch.
Well, in Texas, she's from Texas?
Yeah.
Well, hell, that don't mean anything anymore. There's plenty of Jews in Texas.
Yeah.
In fact, that Bush looks pretty funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always kind of got to take she was just some dumb white broad.
Probably. There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Just like their boyfriends. You know, there was quite an argument erupted with the Christians against the non-Christians about what Hitler really thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally they went back to the horse's mouth and they got it through David Irving. And David Irving said Hitler's table talk is the product of his lunch and supper time conversations in his private circle from 41 to 44. The transcripts are genuine. Ignore the 1945 transcripts published by Trevor Roper in the 1950s as Hitler's last testament. They are fake. The table talk notes were originally taken by Heinrich Heim, the adjutant of Martin Bormann, who attended these meals at an adjutant table and took notes. Later, Henry Picker took over the job. Afterwards, Heim immediately typed up these records, which Bormann signed as accurate. Francois Guénaud purchased the files as transcript from Bormann's widow just after the war, along with the handwritten letters which she and the Reichsleiter had exchanged for £40,000. Paid half to Genode and half to Hitler's sister Paula. George Wiedenfeld, an Austrian Jewish publisher who had immigrated to London, bought the rights and issued an English translation in about 1949. For 40 years or more, no German original was published, as Genode told me that he feared losing the copyright control that he exercised on him. I have seen the original pages and they are signed by Bormann. They were expertly and literally translated by Norman Cameron and R.H. Stevens through with a very few odd interpolations of short sentences which don't exist in the original. The translator evidently felt justified in such insertions to make the context plain. Translation is a difficult chore. I've translated 4 books, including Niki Lauda's memoirs. One can either produce a clinical, wooden, illiterate version like Richard Skunky Evans' courtroom translations of Third Reich documents, or one can produce a readable, publishable text which properly conveys the sense of the language of the original. Try translating for publication the Joseph Goebbels diaries, written often in Berlinese vernacular, without running into trouble with the courts. Well, anyhow, he goes on and he says, you know, the table talk, and Hitler is very candid talking about religion, yeah, is definitely true and what he really thought. It'd be just like you and me if we were involved in activity, and then in the evening maybe we'd have dinner and we'd talk about it, and you'd really hear what the guy believed. Mm-hmm. You know, like when Woodrow Wilson went into the basement of the White House and watched Birth of a Nation, he said it's like watching history being written by lightning or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you had the Nixons. They all loved Lenny Riefenstahl's work and watched those films all the time and commented on them.
Mm-hmm.
And what Nixon, these guys, said about the Jews.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, you know, what people say to the public and what they really think. Or so in Lincoln, too, as far as that's concerned, you know. He didn't want to free no niggers, you know. Or if he wanted to free them, he wanted to get their asses out of here.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, that's a little bit of that. So, anyhow, the table talk is correct. It is available from somebody, and it is true.
I heard that that's...
So all you Christians better go back to the drawing board.
I heard that's why Lincoln got voted, because he said he wanted to free the niggers, and everybody thought he said he's going to give them free niggers.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Remember now, we're working with Reverend Al. We got to watch it, okay? Who in the hell would want free niggers? I can't think of anything more ridiculous than having a nigger servant, a nigger guy driving me around in a car or anything.
Well, it's better than paying for them.
I don't even want them in my backyard or any place.
Even for target practice.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, once in a while we get something out of England. In fact, we get quite a bit out of England now that we've done that BBC documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wrote in there and said there's not much crime and black crime in England. And, of course, these guys come back. You know, dear terrible Tommy, I beg to differ with my fellow countryman who says blacks cause little trouble in Britain. This is absolute nonsense. They are heavily involved in drug dealing, rape, and mugging, and our education system has been dumbed down to accommodate them. What's more, they despoil any area that they occupy. These are cast iron facts, not opinions. And, of course, you see that. The niggers do the same thing everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can speak the King's English and still screw up things. And like the guy said to me, tried to tell me that Louis Theroux, that I think he was a queer, I think. But anyhow, he said that they didn't have this problem. He, in his neighborhood, there was never any trouble. And I looked on the BBC itself, and they had a list of the crimes, mainly of non-whites. You could tell by the names. And hell, it was crime after crime after crime by non-whites.
Well, probably he probably lived in a rich white neighborhood. That's why it'd be like somebody in Beverly Hills says, well, there's not any nigger crime in Beverly Hills.
England's a small country. You can't be very far away from anything.
Well, with gated communities and stuff, it's just like a different, you know, like just like in Beverly Hills, you know, Beverly Hills and Watts could be like on a different planet, you know.
But there he is right there working for BBC. He knows what they're saying at the BBC.
Well, those liberals, you know, they're in denial about everything.
That's it. They're in total
denial. Well, you know, just like I said, you know, take Beverly Hills. That's the most liberal place in California would be where all the rich people, rich Hollywood people live. And all of them, they have this utopian idea about niggers. But they'd be scared to death to even drive through Watts. Watts is just, you know, what, about 10 miles away from Beverly Hills?
Yeah,
they just get in their limousine, drive through there about 3 a.m. and go love themselves some Crips or Bloods. But you know they're terrified. Except they never even admit to themselves that they're terrified to go there.
Well, in Beverly Hills, they have to have the cops. They keep all the niggers or most of the niggers out.
Unless they're rich niggers.
But you know why? Because those liberals up there wouldn't have any natural defenses to niggers, you know?
Yeah.
They have to use the cops. They're biologically, they don't have any natural defenses like working people, or at least some working people. Yeah, man. You know, we forgot to talk about this. Morris Dees is trying to worm his way into the Sierra Club board of directors.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's all pissed off because he says there's all kinds of racists in the Sierra Club.
Whoa.
And I do know there are a lot of racists in the Sierra Club. A lot of our friends are you know, into that kind of stuff. Yeah, so Morris Dees, and boy, so now they're the liberals too. They're going after Morris Dees like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, really? Can they get in there?
Yeah, there was a big article on my email here that we put out. It came in from www.vdare.com, VDARE.com,
mm-hmm.
And anyhow, you can find out about it, because those tree huggers are really pissed at Morris Dees. Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Doctor, I didn't know it, but Chester Doles, according to some email I got in here, his original charge that started his whole thing way back was handing out literature, and they got him for littering neighborhoods.
Oh, really?
Which, if he'd have fought it all the way, it should have been unconstitutional, that arrest.
Yeah.
So here's the way they get, they love to do this. Yeah. They did this to Alex down in San Diego. They get you on the little thing, and they charge you with that. Then they get you on probation or whatever, and then you do something a little more, and pretty soon they got you in prison for 10 years or 20 years, and you really didn't do anything.
You mean that was his original charge?
That's what they say. That somebody sent an email in to me and said that that was the original charge on him, that he had been littering neighborhoods.
And that's a felony?
Well, I don't know if it was a felony or not.
Because he was a felon, that's why they got him for the gun thing.
Well, if he got convicted of a felony for putting out literature, somebody was really dumb. He didn't get any kind of legal advice, because there should be no way in the world that they can get you for that.
Yeah.
You know, they can't call literature distribution littering. They try it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, well, screw it, I have nothing to say, take me to court, take it to trial, they're not going to win. But I think what happens is these guys plead out, and then they get them on a probation. Now, they did that to Alex down there in San Diego. And I said, no, man, don't get on that. Well, one thing led to another, and then he's all of a sudden going to prison for 3 or 4 years at least. I don't know. I think he's out now, but maybe he's in a halfway house. Well, that same email goes on to say, when Zog blackmails us successfully once, they're going to do it again. David Duke asked for it and was a fool not to go to trial. He will be nailed again as soon as he gets out, probably. Matt Hale's real crime was arrogance. He has been trained as a lawyer and has no excuse either to be in the place he is. If I can encourage people like Steve B. to grow a brain, my contribution will be worth far more than $75,000. The Jews have to be outwitted instead of confronted head on. You know, that's what they raised for Chester Dole's defense.
Who's Steve B?
I don't know who Steve B is. But anyhow, we can learn from the Orthodox Jews of Mexico City. There was a rash of kidnappings a few years back. Orthodox Jews refused to pay a single peso for ransom and would let the victim die. While this is a bit cruel, it put a screeching halt to the kidnapping of Jews. Orthodox Jews never appear in public there without their side locks and black suits. It is just like the bright colors that poisonous frogs use to discourage their predators. The stupid goyim continued to pay ransom. So that's true. That's the way you handle it. But I find that most of the guys that should know better go to jail, go to prison, because they start talking, and then they make a deal. And then, of course, they want to go out and hawk the family jewels to get some screwball conservative attorney that walks away with the money, and they still go to jail. Yeah, it's a mess. That's because most of them don't listen to Terrible Tommy. They listen to these right-wing conservative leaders, boy, and they'll tell them.
I think he's right. A lot of it is arrogance, that they think that they can talk. You know, that all they have to do is talk, and they're so much clever that they can talk their way out. But like you say, like with Matt, that he talked with the FBI for 2 hours.
Yeah, he went against everything any first-year law student would learn. I mean, here he was, he talked for, I heard it was even longer than 2 hours.
And I know his dad talked with the FBI,
And his
too.
Dad talked to him, and then he promised them that he'd tell them if he knew of any violence.
Oh, yeah, well that's what they're going to get him on, because they told him that, well, if any more of your members are even contemplating any kind of violence, call us up. And he goes, sure. And then they send a plan in there to plant violence, and then Matt didn't call the FBI, so now it's obstruction of justice. So he's going to be screwed on that.
Oh, yeah. Now you got this Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have crap on her up
yeah.
there in Wall Street.
Yeah.
You know, so she got a tip. All she had to do was just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she talked to the FBI for a long time and tried to lie her way out of it.
Oh, yeah, tried to outsmart them.
And now they're getting her for lying to them. Not
yeah.
not what they say she had done,
yeah.
but the fact that she lied to them, which is a federal offense.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you can do. Now, here's a woman that had hundreds of millions of dollars,
yeah.
and she didn't have brains enough to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah.
I watch this stuff on TV, and it almost makes me pass out. I get so pissed off. Okay, Dr. Kaldenberg, I think that's about it for this time around the old barn. What do you got to say?
That's good, because I want to go work on my webpage and get those
God.
Damn buttons.
Boy, you ought to see Dr. Kaldenberg. He's sitting here, he's all antsy, and antsy got to get back to his website thing, because he's got that problem there.
Yeah.
But don't worry, everything's going to be all
that's
right,
true.
Doctor. And say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. And remember, vote for Big Al, Big Al Sharpton.
There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time just staring at the wall, staring at the wall. In his hand was a note that his gal had wrote, and it proved that crime don't pay. Was the very same gal he robbed and stole for, naming her wedding day, naming her wedding day. As he looked at the wall, so strong and tall, I could hear him softly curse. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. The warden walked by and said, son, don't try, I would hate to see you fall. There is no doubt they would carry you out if you ever touch that wall, ever touch that wall. A year's gone by since he made his try, but I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died, but he never made that wall, never made that wall. There's never been a man ever shook his hand, but I know a man who tried. The newspapers called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries, "Oh, my bones." She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Nobody knows but me.